Ja,
okay. Zdaj pa si pogledati, kakšne prerohte smiselne krivulje, da jih odstavimo pod naš, v naš histogram. Eh? So let's make what curves could make sense to get into our histogram. The first is really the worst case. Prva rešitev tukaj je najslabša. Ne? Najslabša je, da nimamo neposredne vidljivosti. In the first case we have no line of sight. So we have our base station. I have obstacles here. Imam ovire. In imam tukaj mojega uporabnika, ne? S telefonom, ne? In imam mogoče tukaj gor čez uklon. I may have a diffraction here. On the first obstacle. And I may have a reflection of the second obstacle. Od druge ovire imam odboj. No, v tem primeru, kakšen je vsota, jaz imam tukaj neko kazalčno vsoto prispevkov posameznih žarkov, uklonjen žarek, odbiti žarek in teh je lahko več. Ne? No, najbolj smiselno je zdaj, da kazalčno vsoto zrišem v kazalčnem diagramu. So I will have a phasor sum of different contributions of diffracted wave, reflected waves, and I'm going to plot this sum in a complex plot to see what is the sum of this random contribution. In this case, I have many small random contributions. In te se združijo zdaj v celoten sprijetje. So these random contributions actually add up. There are many small random contribution, add up into the received field strength. What kind of distribution, what kind of mathematical curve is appropriate for this case? For this case, it's appropriate that we say that here we plot the real part of the electric field, here we plot the imaginary part. And both the real and imaginary part may have a Gaussian distribution. Tako se pravi realna komponenta, kakor imaginarna komponenta, ne? Imajo lahko Gaussovo porazdelitev, ne? Se pravi ena srednja kvadratna stopanja, dva pi, ne? Eksponentna funkcija, ena minus, tukaj so it is makes sense to have the probability density of both the real and imaginary field as two Gaussian distributions where sigma is the root mean square deviation of the sigma. So both these distributions look like this. Obejde porazdeliti izglede tako, ne? E realni ali pa e imaginarni, ne? Izglede ste pač z Gaussov zvon. They look like the Gauss bell. Probability of a real or probability density of a imaginary. Okay? This makes sense because either the real part or the imaginary part are completely random functions. To je popolnoma smiselno, ker imamo dosti majhnih prispevkov v realni smeri, v imaginarni smeri, ne, v imaginarni osi, in dosti majhnih prispevkov naključno velikih z naključnim predznakom je tu Gaussova paradigma. So many small contributions of random size and random phase add up in the Gaussian distribution on both axes. Ampak zdaj, tisto, kar bi jaz rad dobil, gostoto verjetnosti, da bom imel določeno polsko jakost na sprejemu. Ne? No, in da bom imel določen vektor, če ta pišem kot kar kazalc tukaj, ne, je potem produkt obeh dveh porazdelitev, če sta neodvisni med sabo, so the probability function is the product of two independent distributions. Okay. But I'm usually not interested in the phase. Se pravi, ne zanima me faza, tukaj zanima me samo amplituda. I'm not interested in the phase of the result, I'm interested only in the amplitude of the result, so I have to integrate from 0 to pi. Nič do 2pi moram integrirati. Ne? Tukaj če pišem zdaj s, d, d, fi. Ne? So I have to integrate over the all possible angles from 0 to 2 pi and let's see what do you get out. Vidimo kaj dobim ven. Gostoto verjetnosti zdaj, da imam neko amplitudo, so this is just the amplitude probability because I integrated out phase angle. This thing gets 2 pi here, 2 pi here, 2 pi here. This thing gets us out. In imam tukaj zdaj sigma na kvadrat, tale S prijema, pride sem, ne, sem. Produkt obeh, ne, produkt obeh je pa E na minus 2 sigma kvadrat, ne, in na vrhu imam E realni na kvadrat in E imaginarni na kvadrat, ne. So I have to multiply these functions. If I multiply exponent function with sum of the exponents, but the sum of the exponents, actually the real part squared plus the imaginary part squared, is actually the length squared of our finger. Okay? Se pravi, lahko dobim zdaj tukaj, da je gostota verjetnosti, je zdaj sigma na kvadrat tukaj, s, ne, ena minus, s kvadrat, od spode imam 2 sigma kvadrat. Na? So this is about what happens integrating over 5, because the phase angle is not interesting. In the integrating over 5, this partial probability density, to get the probability density just of the amplitude. Mi smo dobili samo gostoto verjetnosti amplitude. Na? Ja, zdaj pa to je ena možnost in takšni tej varianti rečemo tudi Rayleighova razlika. So, this distribution is called Rayleigh distribution. Rayleigh distribution is the most real case. Many small components of the same magnitude but totally random. We may have yet another possibility that's already depicted here. We have a direct ray, some kind of E0, and we have many reflected or diffracted wave here. Reflection, diffraction. Reflection here, reflection also here. And diffraction, reflection. We have many small contributions, so we have yet another possibility is my complex plot here on the y-axis. I have one large contribution and I have many of these small get the received fit state. In this case, the distribution function is somewhat modified. So the probability density that I get some received field strength, if we were going to integrate, but we would have to calculate the cell function, so this is a difficult derivation. This looks similar at the beginning, but here we have minus received field strength plus that is zero to sigma, and the cell function I is actually an exponent of the cell function of E received, E zero divided by sigma squared. This kind of distribution is called the size distribution. This also, the size distribution has an explanation. This has a physical picture here to draw. What is going on? We yet have something completely mathematical, and this is log normal distribution. Imamo tudi log normalno porazdelitev, ki pa nima nobenega fizikalnega ozadja, ne? Tukaj pišemo gostoto verjetnosti, ampak naš inštrument dela v decibelih, se pravi, pišemo v decibelih, ne? Je zdaj tukaj ena z sigma v decibelih, ne? Krat korijen iz 2pi, prepišem ga v svoj porazdelitev tam, ne? Krat ena minus 2 sigma kvadrat, ne? In tukaj gor imam en sprijema v decibelih, ne? Manj srednja vrednost v decibelih, ne? Na kvadrat. So, I can also use a log normal distribution. This log normal distribution has no mathematical background. It's just because people like the Gaussian distribution, but it has no explanation why it is such. Katere podatke zdaj za te porazdelitve rabim? So, which data are required for this? What I have to measure, because I have to measure something to get my result. For the Rayleigh distribution, I only have one data to measure, and this is sigma. This root mean square deviation. For the Rice distribution, I have to measure two parameters. I have to measure E0, and I have to measure sigma. And for the log normal distribution, I also have to measure two parameters. I have to measure the mean value of my received signal in decibels. And I have to measure the standard deviation, also in decibels, in decibel unit. This is now what theory books usually say. What can we say about distributions? So, the Rayleigh distribution is honest. Rayleigh va porazdelitev poštena, ne? Zmerimo en parameter, smo se vozili okoli z avtom, zmeramo sam parametr in iz tega potegnemo v rešitev. Z Rajsovo porazdelitev moram meriti že dva parametra, to je težja meritev. Ker moram zmeriti ta enič, ta neposredni žarek, in moram zmeriti srednje kvadratno odstopanje. So, the Rayleigh distribution is the easiest to measure. I drive around my car with the receiver, I get the data, and I'm trying to find out the standard deviation of the signal. For the Rayleigh distribution, what I have to do for the Rayleigh distribution, I have to find out from my measurements, I have to fit two parameters. I have to fit the direct ray, and I have to fit the standard deviation of all smaller contributions. I also need two parameters for the log normal distribution. Here, okay, they can always be computed, like in the formulas, and they compute them. Se pravi, zelo normalno porazdelitev, ne? Zmeram imam dva parametra, ki jih lahko zmerim, to bodo, mislim, zmerim določeno število podatkov in zdaj poiščem dve inštitucije sigma v decibelih. Zdaj sigma je zelo svoj db here. And I get the two parameters and I get a bit my curve. Kje log normalno pa razdelitev uporablja? Ja, tam kjer je lumparija zraven. Ne? Recimo, log normalna pa razdelitev je tista, ki se nam zadnjič narisal. Ne? Mgla v kotlini. So, log normal distribution is usually used in the case of fog in the valley. So, temperature inversion, I have two mountains. I have here antennas. I have a radio link between these two antennas, and people measure the received signal strength, if this is the receiver. But then, temperature inversion appears. Se zgodi temperaturna inverzija in tukaj vam plavno. So I get cold air in the valley, and I will have fog. Did you learn what fog is here in Ljubljana? Lots of fog. You probably don't have that amount of fog in today. Cases this body, what happens right now? I have refraction here, and here I also have refraction. So thanks to fog, I no longer have visibility between my transmitter and my receiver. And people usually put in here the log normal distribution. Okay, the log normal distribution is able to eat everything. It's able to process everything. Any data you put in, it always works. But what's the true situation here? Kakšna je resnica tukaj? Ja, zdaj, če boste delili v Ljubljani meritve poleti, ne? Mogli verjetno, da boste rekli, ne? Ja. To je konc zgodbe, ne? Tu se bo zgodilo enkrat jeseni, enkrat po zimi, pa še tu ne vsako zimo, ne? In tu se da lepo pomest preproba, tako da mi narešamo naša sliva, subotena sliva. So, simply, if we work here in Ljubljana, we do the measurements in summer, where there is no fog here in summer. We get the data, we get in decibels the mean value of the received power, the standard deviation of the received power in decibels. And we plug them in the equation and we can compute anything we want out of this equation. The only small issue people will not tell you that this has no physical sense, this thing that they're doing. But they actually do this. No, a zdajmo se zdaj pogledati, kaj to pomeni za naš primer izpada. So, what does this mean in the case of fitting a curve to a histogram? To use the same scale for all measured quantities. Poskušam uporabiti isto skalo za vse merjene veličine. Tukaj je sprejeta električna potreba, to je gostota verjetnosti. Ne? Gostota verjetnosti se isto zgodi. Ne? No in zdaj jaz tukaj izmerim histogram. I measure, I input the data of my histogram. Data may be noisy. Lahko je šum prisoten na signalu. Ne? Kakšne zdaj izgledajo naše krivulje? So, how do our curves look like? Where are they different, the curves? Where is the Rayleigh distribution different from the Rayleigh distribution different from the log normal? All curves may have the same bump here. Enako bunko ima lahko se krivulje. Ampak, Rayleigh-ova porazdelitev, ker je tukaj po premici. Na?
si dal? Rise of Resolution, ma l'ho capito comunque, so
the Rise distribution may have the main bump quite similar, but makes a difference here. And we still have the log normal distribution. We fit it to the actual measured data. This is log normal for the little of the demo. In log normal for the little greater Q. What is the difference between the two three curves? Here is Nika Z, which is three curves. Slika je tukaj v izpadu zvezde. So, the difference, the real difference here is in the, this is the minimum signal strength. The difference is really in the out edge of my communication. Prav, v izpadu zvezde je razlika tukaj vendar, ne? Ker vidite, da je Rayleigh-ova porazdelitev bo dala trikotnik z veliko ploščino, Rice-ova bo dala dosti manj in log normalna nam bo dala skoraj nič. So the difference is down here. Really in the area where what we are interested, we wanted to calculate the probability of outage of our communication. And here by changing the distributions, you see that we get quite different data. If we replot the log normal with linear units, not with logarithmic units. Če pravi, če prišemo log normalno pravilno z linearnimi enotami, to je treba linearne enote pripraviti. Razlika je tukaj spodaj. Kaj se zdaj zgodi? Rayleigh-ova porazdelitev vam da precej veliko verjetnosti spada. Rice-ova porazdelitev vam da manjšo verjetnost izpada in polog normalni zvezda sploh ne izpade. So here is how the trick to show to your manager when you're being an engineer in some company. If you take the Rayleigh distribution, this is the worst case. The area of this triangle down here when we have the outage of our communication is quite high. The Rice distribution has much less an area. It's much less likely that the radio link will fail. And with the log normal distribution, the link should never fail. Because there is nothing, the log normal distribution has nothing down here. Nima nič tukaj spodaj, ne? Tako da, tukaj vam skušam povedati, kje je finta, kako se da človeka prinesti v pulje. Pa vse matematično uredim bro, ne? So this looks mathematically very nice. If you make measurements at the right time, just in summer, then you have no temperature inversion. The bad thing will not happen, and you get a nice log normal distribution for a link that's never going to fail. Do you believe it? This is what can be done, tumbling around it. To lahko se zgodi, kaj se zdaj, če zdaj prekopicavamo enačbo. No, tisto, kar bi jaz rekel zdaj tukaj, je, da mi smo pošteni, ne, in vzamemo Rayleigh-ovo porazdelitev. So, we are honest people and we take the Rayleigh distribution. Ja, Rayleigh-ovo porazdelitev, ne, kako zgleda? So let's see, we are honest people, and let's see what can we compute with the Rayleigh distribution. The Rayleigh distribution is a real one. Everything else is smoke. For managers, smoke. No, Rayleigh-ovo porazdelitev zdaj je rajši kakor polje. Dosti bel za Rayleigh-ovo porazdelitev bi bilo pametno, da se pogovarjamo o moči. Ne? So with the Rayleigh distribution, a much more practical unit to talk about is powers. received power levels, not really field strength. No, kako bi dobili izpad zvijezde? So, how do we get the probability of signal loss? The probability of loss is an integral from zero to minimum received field strength of our probability density times the received power. Se pravi, verjetnost izpada, kako bomo dobili, na tak način, da bomo integrirali gostoto verjetnosti po sprejetem električnem polju od nič do eni minimalni. Če smo ne minimalni, takrat zvezda deluje. Ne? So we have to integrate from zero to minimum field strength, because when we are above the field strength, we have no longer loss of the, no longer signal loss. Lahko to stvar tudi malo gledaj, naprej zapišemo še, ne? Od nič do e minimalne. Zdaj prepišem noter, so I rewrite here. Do esa, ne? And I try to solve this integral. The integral can be solved, but let's look what sigma is. Sigma smo rekli, kaj pravzaprav sigma je. No, jaz lahko rečem, da če imam eno povprečno vrednost sprejetega polja, kvadrat povprečne vrednosti, ne, je to zdaj vsota kvadrata realne vrednosti povprečne in vsota kvadrata imaginarne vrednosti povprečne. So, my average received field strength squared is equal to the real part squared average and imaginary part squared average from here. Ja, ampak ta tukaj ni nič drugega, kakor sigma kvadrat, ne? So this is sigma squared and this average is also sigma squared. We suppose that the distributions are the same in both axes. Predpostavljamo, da je porazdelitev enaka v realni in imaginarni osi, se sprejemnik nič ne ve, katera je realna, katera je imaginarna osi. The receiver knows nothing, what is real and what is imaginary, so the sigmas are identical. And this is actually 2 sigma squared. No, če na tak način zapišemo, okay, imamo od nič do e minimalni. Zdaj pa vstavimo sem noter, ne? So we insert the average field strength squared. This 2 here, I rewrote it up in the numerator. Dvojko, tukaj, ker ta dvojko sem prepisal zdaj v števec, ne, ker jo nimam, ne? Ena minus s kvadrat z 2 sigma kvadrat, tu je pa srednja kvadratna vrednost sprejetega polja. So this is the average squared of the received field strength. DES. Ne? No, če tu še naprej razmotam, ne? Tu je zdaj ena z S kvadrat, ne, to je konstanta za mojo integracijo, so this average is actually constant for my integral. Integral goes from 0 to e minimum, e to the minus es squared mean value, okay, 2 es des. No, ta stvar tukaj pa je kaj. So this thing here is des squared. Je to ok? No, in zdaj, če se pišemo stvari z močmi, so to rewrite everything using powers. My average power is what? My average power is proportional to the square of the field. And there's some proportional constants. Torej, sprijeta moč je sorazmerna kvadratu sprijeti ga bolje, ne? In, če tu zdaj ustavim noter, ne? Kaj dobim? So the probability izpad, ne? Izpad is loss. Is what now? Ena z poprečno močjo, ne, tukaj. Integral. Od nič do minimalne moči. Minimalne moči. Ena minus p z poprečno močjo, ne, d p, ne. So I replace the field strengths with powers, because powers is easier to calculate. We have the average power here, and the minimum power in my receiver. No, in tak integral je razmeroma preprosto z rešit, ne? So such an integral is relatively easy to solve. Če gre tu integral rešit, ne? Eksponentna funkcija je zdaj pa poprečna, ampak ta tukaj bo gor na vrhu bo zdaj minus pa poprečna od integrirana. Imam ena minus p z p poprečna v mejah od nič do p minimalne. Ne? So the solution of integral is like that. What do I have? The probability of signal loss is now equal to what if I calculate this integral? Ena minus eksponentna funkcija na minus p minimalna, ne, kada zgori dam p minimalno, to je deljeno z p poprečno. Ne? So, the probability of signal loss is rather easy to calculate if we have a Rayleigh distribution, just out of powers. Tu je občutljivost sprijemnika. In tukaj je poprečna sprejeta moč. Average Rx power. In zdaj, če imamo Rayleighovo porazdelitev, recimo tukaj deklico, lahko naredimo en zgled in tu poskušamo zračunati tako, da bomo tudi en praktičen sled naredili, kakšna je verjetnost, da zvijezda zdaj izpade. Okay, so, let's try to make a practical example here of what we can do. If we have a GSM phone, če imamo GSM telefon tukaj, za GSM telefon je P minimalna, približno minus 105 dBm, ne? In vzamemo, da smo v našem omrežju izmerili poprečno moč minus 90 dBm. So let's try to calculate an example. We have a GSM phone that has a sensitivity. The minimum power at its antenna minus 105 dBm. And we have the average received power, we measure this, we move around with our test receiver, we take all the measures of all four powers, we sum all the powers, we take the average, and this is the average power. Se pravi, imamo občutljivost sprejemnika minus 105 dBm, to je podatek, kakšne sprejemnik imamo, in izmeritev, ki smo se vozili okoli po mestu, zmerimo, poprečen signal je minus 90 dBm. Ne? No, in zdaj lahko poskušamo zračunati, ne, kakšna bo verjetnost izpada zvezde, ne? So now we may try to calculate what is the probability of signal loss in such a radio link. Zato da bomo te stvari izračunali, je jasno treba decibele pretvoriti v linearne note. In order to make calculation, because the Rayleigh distribution is given in linear units, we have to convert the dBm to linear units. No in recimo ta poprečna moč. Poprečna moč je minus 90 dBm, ne? Tu je 10 na minus 9 krat 1 mW, so this is 10 to the minus 9 times 1 mW. This is 1 picowatt. Okay? In minimalna moč, to mi, je minus 105 dBm, ne? Je zdaj ta stvar tukaj. Če tu se zračunam na podoben način, je nič celih nič 316 picowata, ne? So if you calculate the transform the dBm into powers, it's 0.031. This is 15 dB down. 15 dB down from this value, 10 dB down is 10 times, 5 dB down is square root of 10 is 3.16. No, in zdaj verjetnost izpada, so the probability of signal loss is now 1 minus eksponentna funkcija na minus. Zgore imamo p minimalna, p minimalna je nič celi, nič pi ena pikovata, deljeno od spode z enim pikovatom. Ne? No, zdaj mogoče, kar lahko naredimo, so in order to make an approximate calculation here, tam je zranik, how to solve this thing in a simple way. Tale ulomek tukaj, ne? Nič celih nič 3, 1, 6 deljeno z 1, ne? Ta stvar je dosti manjša kot kar 1. This is much smaller than 1. To x, ne? In potem 1x je približno 1 in x, ne? No, in če tu stavimo noter zdaj, tu je zdaj 1 minus 1 plus nič celih nič 3,16, ne? Kar je 3,16%. So, the probability of having the signal loss in such a case of Rayleigh distribution of a sensitivity of minus 105 dBm and never signal 99 dBm, there is a 3% chance to lose the link. Dobimo ven, zračunamo, koliko je verjetnost, da smo to izpeljali. Dobro, jaz mislim, da smo za danes naredili vse. Mislim, da je mač polan, da bo rebel. Vršam vas za danes. So we did everything for today. I'm a little bit sick today. So. Tisti, ki niste šli z nami lani pa elektrodinamiki v sinkrotron, lahko greste letos. Se nekaj študentov zraven, ni problem. Jih spraviti samo prevoz, si morate se organizirati sami. So, the people that did not attend the electrodynamics course can join us this afternoon to see the accelerators in Bazovica in Italy. Do you have transportation? No. What? Did you ask some colleagues if they can take you, Slovenian, that they are taking, going there with their cars? What you have?
A lab.
A lab. Okay, understood.